And a very, very pleasant good day to all of you. This is Dr. Ed Ilcott. In a manner that I don't think you're used to hearing me, in a format, in a presentation that I don't think you're used to hearing me in. And today I'm going to be presiding here over the Phil Hendry Show, or co-host, I should say, guest hosting, along with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and General Galen Shaw. And this is the provision. These are the requirements before one is to host or guest host the Phil Hendry Show. I am required to have the panel with me. I'm not complaining.
Almost sounds like you are, though, Doctor.
No, I'm not complaining at all, General Shaw. I want people to know truth in lending, as they say in the financial world. Well, this is editorial truth that you have joined me. I'm very happy that you're with me because you obviously know the ropes, even though I've been doing this sort of thing for many, many years.
Yeah, you did. They all cut the next step, didn't you?
Yeah. All right, but don't... Sorry, Dr. Ilcott, Bud, don't blurt things out, Bud. I'm sorry, Dr. Ilcott. He blurts things out. I understand, as long as he understands that the presentation that I do is a bit more, I would say, constrained, restrained, formal, I think is another good way of putting it, than what perhaps you, Bud, are used to.
Yeah, Mr. Henry lets me blurt stuff out, you know.
All right, sorry, Dr. Ilcott. Bud.
Oh, sorry.
Right, Mr. Henry lets you blurt things out, and I require a bit more of a more decorum, something that has the parameters of dignity, as Margaret, I think you'd...
That's a very good use of the word, yes.
Yes, not dignity, but when one is looking to accentuate... when one is looking to accentuate the profound seriousness... And yet, yes, a playfulness, one wants to accentuate the dignity.
That is absolutely correct, yes.
Thank you. And so that is what I hope to stress on today's program. We did not use any music. I did not want to enter the program with a sense that we're going to be dancing our way through it. I think we're going to be pondering today's program as we bring on a gentleman that was hosting the Phil Hendry Show himself last week. And General Shaw, I think here is where I would like you to come in and fill the audience in, as you say, on what we're going to talk about. Well, Dr. Ilcott is going to be speaking with Coach Vernon Dozier. Dr. Ilcott applying the principles of the Ilcott the Next Step philosophy to what Mr. Dozier is dealing with. And what Mr. Dozier is dealing with, and I know you'll get into it further, Dr. Ilcott, I don't want to overstep my bounds. It's all right. Is a feeling of... that he doesn't feel his self-worth is such that that he can be happy. And that was driven home by the photograph of the sportscaster.
Yes,
the sportscaster. And the man's name, Margaret?
Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, he's got...
You just don't blurt things out, Bud. Please, Bud, don't blurt things out. On the Dr. Ilcott Show, I must have a seriousness. This, I don't know if you can relate to this, Bud. If this show that I'm doing right now were a man walking across mud in a long religious robe, as it might be me, for instance.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah, just listen to me. If I were walking across mud, I would put down a plank and then I would lift up the edges...
Uh-huh.
I would lift up the edges of my robe.
And maybe tiptoe?
Please. Bud, don't!
Sorry.
And yes, I would. I would lift up the edges of my robe and tiptoe across the plank that has been laid down so that I would not get mud on the robe. It would look dainty, it would look delicate, but it would be necessary. Do you understand? So, therefore, this program dispenses with music so that it doesn't seem as if we're dancing and skipping into the program. We are, in fact, lifting up the edges of our robe and trying to keep the robe, the religiosity, the seriousness of this program. We're trying to keep it out of the muck and the filth and the dirt that ordinarily perhaps a program that, and I don't put Mr. Henry down at all, but perhaps he allows his program to drag through dirt and filth, you know, Margaret?
Yes, absolutely. And Mr. Henry does. As much as I love and respect Phil, his program does drag through a stink, General.
Yes, it does.
Whoa. Let me use a colloquial phrase that I've heard Mr. Henry use, Bud. Whoa, sunshine.
Just call me sunshine.
Well, I'm calling you sunshine. Just if you wouldn't mind, Bud, allow Dr. Elcott to present the show the way he wants to.
Hey, I'm sorry, sir.
It's quite all right. And so that's what we're doing on the program today. We are lifting up the edges of our robe, and we are delicately stepping, almost as if we're tiptoeing, across the planks that cover the stink and the foulness that ordinarily Mr. Henry might even dance through or frolic in or enjoy or luxuriate in.
Well, I wouldn't say that he does.
Well, I've heard... I'm not, by the way, Phil, I'm not putting you down. I say that because I admire your ability to laugh and have fun even as there's a stink coming up.
It's a good point.
Yes, a stink coming up from the guests in the material that you're presenting. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is a presentation of Elcott, The Next Step. It's quite unusual, because we're going to bring on here Coach Vernon Dozier, who'll be joining us from the residence of Mr. Stephen Bozell in Corona, California. And I take it, because I have heard Mr. Bozell on Mr. Henry's program. Coach Dozier, you're familiar with Mr. Bozell?
Yes, I am. I'm a listener of his, and it was suggested that I use his pond. He has a pond here. And
you find peace and tranquility there?
It's very peaceful here. Mr. Bozell is a man who has himself suffered some of the indignities of life, as I have, and so I took it upon myself to contact the Mr. Henry Show, and Mr. Dickman was good enough to facilitate this.
So, Bud, thank you very much. You contacted, did you contact Mr. Bozell?
I did. I called up Mr. Bozell. I said, can we use your pond? And he said we could.
Oh, good. Let me thank Mr. Bozell. Mr. Bozell, thank you, sir.
That's quite all right. I know what the coach is going through, and I know where he's coming from. It's an emotional thing right now. I'll let you go, Coach, and thank you very much, Steve, for letting me use your pond here.
So the reason why you're using the pond is for reasons that Mr. Bozell would understand. And we heard the program last week. In your own words, restate, if you could briefly, why you're having this crisis of confidence.
Thank you, Dr. Elcott. I have watched the NFL Network and TV. This is the...
This is the football, right?
Yes, sir. It's the football. I've watched the football, and I've seen this gentleman, Andrew Siciliano, who is a... is that a traveling squirrel? If you don't mind me, is that a traveling squirrel?
Yeah, it's a traveler. Hold on. Hey, get out. Get out. All of you. Pack up and get out. Pack up and get out.
They understand you?
Yeah, just bug off, okay? They sit up in a... I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott. They've got a traveling squirrel.
Thank you. I'll take it from here.
Sorry.
There was a traveling squirrel.
Now, what is a traveling squirrel? I must know.
The traveling squirrel is a type of species of squirrel that carries a walnut under one arm and puts another walnut shell on its head. So it looks like it's a pork pie hat and a briefcase. And so it's gotten the...
And why does the animal do that?
I think it's because that's how it hauls its food. It hauls it up the tree and stores it and then heads back down the tree. And, you know, probably 12, 24-hour day shifts, they're hauling food, taking breaks, you know.
Okay, and so, all right, thank you. So that's what we heard there in the tree?
That's what we heard, yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I've got it now. I got it now. All of you clear out that way. If you point, you just say, you, squirrel, you.
And sometimes they, I don't know, it's a...
All right, so you were saying...
So, Andrew Siciliano, a man of great stature in the sports broadcasting world, a man who has, you know, a great reputation as a broadcaster, and he's on television, he's a host, and his ears are very large. They fan out almost in a mouse fashion, And
okay, this was the gentleman that you were talking about, Margaret?
Yes, Andrew Siciliano is one of the great broad, really a great sportscaster, has big ears, and Coach Dozier, you have been feeling as if you're underachieving because you're normal, you say normal looking.
Well, I'm not trying to say that Mr. Siciliano is not normal looking. I think he probably is. Everybody sees him, and I'm thinking...
You're looking at how much he's achieved and wondering...
And wondering why, what happened to me. I mean...
I think you've done a lot, Coach. You're a football coach. You're a successful coach.
Yeah, but I'm a high school football coach, and here's a man, as I said last week, with ears on him, I bet you he can hear people whispering down the street. I mean, I could be with my... The thing that depresses me...
You can hear him. That's how big his ears are, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the thing that depresses me, I could be... Excuse me for putting it this way. I could be in a bedroom with my wife whispering... I don't know.
Now watch it, Coach.
Okay, but I mean, I could be in a bedroom with my wife going, yeah... And Siciliano, with those ears, is sitting having coffee 3 blocks away and taking notes.
I understand. I understand. So let me ask you something. What... If between that last week and this week, what have you done to you know, take your ego and put it in check?
I feel that I understand Dr. Elcott, the philosophy of Elcott, the next stop, beating the ego into the ground. But I was in my kitchen on Saturday, and I found toothpicks in one of the drawers.
Yes?
And I put one of the toothpicks... propped it against my head, and then I stuck the other end of it into my ear, not into it, but just, and I propped the ears out using two toothpicks, and my ears fanned out pretty good.
Well, you're talking about, hold on for a minute, General, go ahead.
Yeah, my ears, I was able to prop one ear out, then I put the two toothpicks behind the other ear, and my question is, in Elcott, the next step, if I push my ears out, okay, with toothpicks, and I look in the mirror and I go, okay, they're big. They're not as big as Cecilia. Siciliano's got two ears on him. As I said last week, he could tilt his head toward Jupiter. Jupiter. Now, you know how far away that is.
And I don't have any idea. Well, it's a long way, I would well imagine.
Yeah, and he could probably pick up, I don't know. They talked about finding radio signals from the center of the Milky Way.
And you really feel this man Siciliano can hear things...
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I'm having a difficult time. You prop your ears out. You put two toothpicks in each ear.
I prop the toothpicks against my ears from the back of my head, so I'm able to push both ears out in a fanned out mouse times fan. I don't know how to put it. And
But they're both pushed out. Can you hear better?
I swear to Almighty God, I can. I swear to God, I saw a friend of mine down the street, and I said, man, I think I can hear you good. And
well, were you able to verify that you were listening to his conversation?
Well, I said, are you talking about the hockey game? And he said, no, not at all. He said he was talking about having a flat tire. But in that instant, I felt maybe he was lying to me, you know. And
I don't think so, but here's something that... that I want to impress upon you now, if I could, Coach. This does not pulverize the ego as is necessary. See, in Elcott, the next step, you wouldn't care that another man has ears that pick up Mars or however you said. You really feel...
I swear to God, I could be talking, having intimate relations with my wife. Forgive me, honey, if you're listening. And Siciliano could be sitting across town, and he could be tilting his ears.
You honestly think that Siciliano could be overhearing you having intimate relations with your wife?
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Okay, let's put him on hold. It seems as if there's a little bit of a lack of control there.
Well, there was last week. I think the coach is going through a terribly, terribly rough period. They've had three losing football seasons.
Well, I don't know anything about football.
Yeah, they've had three losing football seasons, and now he sees Andrew Siciliano with his ears, you know.
All right. I'm told that Gloria Grover... Now, this was something...
I think it'd be important.
This was something that I asked everyone concerned, that I didn't want to have Gloria on the air.
Well, I think she's got a good perspective.
I understand, but...
And Phil did say that ultimately we needed to have the producing authority here.
Gloria, good evening. It's Ed Elcott. How are you?
Yes, Ed. Listen, I don't want to rain on your parade, and I'm hearing you with... Is Coach Dozier there?
I have him on hold.
Go ahead and put Coach Dozier on.
Coach Dozier.
Yes.
This is Gloria Grove, and I am an overlord with Elcott The Next Step. I also am pool-shedded with the Dr. Elcott. That is our way in Elcott The Next Step of saying that Dr. Elcott and I are smoky-linked. That's another way of saying we're having a relationship, a loving relationship.
You are tool-shedded or...
We're tool-shedded, we're smoky-linked.
Tool-shedded or smoky-linked, meaning that our egos are such. My ego, of course, needs to be pulverized more, but I'm not an overlord. But our egos are such that we can have intimate relations on the dirt floor of a tool shed, and that our intimate relations are nothing more than what one would have for breakfast, a pork sausage.
Jesus. It's not what you think. It's very loving and beautiful. But the reason why I'm telling you this, Coach Dozier, are you there?
I'm right here, but I'm having a hard time processing some of that.
It's Coach Dozier. We're there. They're going to help you with this idea of the toothpicks. Right, Gloria?
Yes. Coach Dozier, I know Ed is telling you that no, he would never. But Ed, you remember when you pushed your nose up so that your face...
Oh, my...
Well, Dr. Elcott, what is this?
This is a very private matter, Gloria.
But you did it. You did it because you wanted to show that you could be every bit the lover that Overlord Goose Hasenborough was. And
Overlord Goose Hasenborough is a great man and was a man you'd had a relationship with, and you claimed that he was of great prowess.
That is correct, but here's what I'm trying to... And this is what relates to you, Vernon, if I may call you Vernon.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know where you're going with these stories here.
Just hold on, Vernon. Go ahead, Gloria.
Yes. As you are saying, Vernon, that you want to prop your ears out, fan them out, or go ahead and do what we call Dumbodar, which is radar, utilizing ears that are Dumbo size. And
that's, I'm just saying, if Siciliano can listen to the intimate relations of me and my wife while he's across town in a bar having a beer, and all he has to do is tilt his head, smile, and take notes, and someone says to him, "What are you listening to?" He says, "I'm listening to a guy that's 3 miles away." That kind of thing, I need to know. You know, I need to know how to do that.
You don't know that any of that's happening.
I can tell you right now, I have to be convinced in myself.
All right, so what I'm saying is, you want to put those toothpicks between your ears and fan them out.
I've already done it.
And you feel as if you're hearing people down the street.
I just feel, when I look in the mirror and I see my ears big, I feel like I've got a chance. I don't know.
But Overlord Grover is...
I got it, bud. Take it easy, okay? Just, I got this.
Okay.
So, here's what I'm trying to say to you. Ed, you remember when you wanted to be in every bit of stud is Goose Hasenborough, right?
You said to me that Goose Hasenborough was a wild boar in bed.
Right. And so that one night you pushed your nose up. You stood in front of the mirror and pushed your nose up so you looked like a pig, like somebody with a pig face. And you hopped around the room going... Do you remember that, Ed? Don't avoid it, Ed. Please. We're talking about Coach Dozier.
You know, I think that's very... I think it's... It's very unfair of you.
Please, Ed. Please. I'm trying to keep you from being leveled.
You're saying in order to be as good at mentally in bed as this guy, Goose Hasenborough, you pushed your nose up and started snorting like a boar and hopping around the bedroom.
That's exactly what he did. And you want to know something? It worked. It made him a wild man.
You told me that you thought my lovemaking organically was better than Goose Hasenborough and had nothing to do with me hopping around the room with my nose pushed up like Hog Boy.
And that's what you called yourself, didn't you? You said, "Hog Boy's home," and you'd go, didn't you, Ed? Ed, this is important. God, Coach Dozier is depending on it.
I need to know. Did you do that, Ed?
Ed? You're calling me Ed.
Call him Dr. Elcott out of respect.
I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, Elcott?
Dr. Elcott.
Yes, I did.
there. So why can't Coach Dozier put the toothpicks behind his ears, fan them forward, activate Dumbledar, and in his own way, pick up detail, conversation, and the reality that Andrew Siciliano gets to have.
But I didn't get to have it.
No, but you had the nose pushed up, hopping around the room like Pig Boy 96. Because that was the year, Coach Dozier, Pig Boy 97, happened in 1996.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's something to, not that I care, but...
You know, Gloria, these are intimate details. Well, you know, you came on this program, Dr. Elcott, to show us your wisdom and your know-how. These are intimate details that I wish I would have brought out myself.
Oh, Ed, please. This man is fighting for his self-esteem. He wants to push his ears out using toothpicks because Andrew Siciliano's got a couple of radar dishes on his head that are right out of a science fiction movie. And you tell me that you can't be honest with this man and give him the goods?
All right, okay. Coach Dozier, I did. I pushed my nose up one night in a bedroom.
Go ahead.
With Gloria Grover, I hopped around the room going...
Oh, yeah, I still remember it.
You really did that, huh?
Yes, I did.
All right, then I allow me to put the two. I've got it figured out. I can put prop two toothpicks behind the upper ear and one toothpick, and you push the ears out. And somebody said to me that I was walking around yesterday, and I walked into a Ralph's and I looked at a lady, and she said, "Do you get airborne?" And she was dead serious. She said, "Do you get airborne with those?" I said, "No, I don't get airborne, but these ears, I can read your mind with them." And she scampered out of the grocery store. So
you felt empowered.
I did. I felt a little bit empowered. Yeah.
So I think Ed, in your way, you've empowered Coach Dozier by telling him that you pushed your nose up.
Yes, I pushed my nose up and hopped around a room saying I'm Pig Boy 96, and it was 1996, and Gloria was excited, and but I just.
I think we all need to keep our egos in check. While you are an expert on that, both you and Gloria, Dr. Elcott, we do forget ourselves, don't we?
Excellent point, Margaret. Even though Dr. Elcott is appreciably north and Elcott the next step and should know about pulverizing the ego to the point where he's grunting on a tool shed floor over me, he forgets himself and forgets the things he's done.
I don't believe I'm forgetting. It's one thing to hop around a room with a pig face. It's another, well...
Yeah, I don't see the difference. It's in fact what I'm doing, just putting toothpicks behind my ears. And all I did is a lady looked at me and said, "Do you get airborne?" And another guy turned his back, and excuse me for saying this, turned his back, he said, "Tell me if you can hear this." And I could distinctly hear him saying, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you."
All right, we can't... You can't say that, Coach.
I'm sorry. But that's... And I said, yes, I can hear it.
Because of the toothpicks behind your ears.
Because of the toothpicks behind my ears.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, that sounds, kind of,
Is that Dickman? I thought they said you shouldn't blurt anything out.
I'm not blurting it out. I agree with Dr. Elcott.
Thank you very much, bud. I appreciate that.
Well, I think, Ed, and more importantly, Coach Dozier, you've heard our feeling on this. I think there's nothing wrong with you putting toothpicks behind your ears, turning them into the Dumbledore that they should be, picking up outer space. I don't know what you can pick up.
I don't know, but, I'm telling you, it's not so much being able to pick up. I just want to have the look. I want to be able to say I'm a success, even though my ears are the size of catcher's mitts. It's just...
I understand.
Well, this didn't... thank you very much, Coach Dozier.
Thank you. It's been my great pleasure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Ed Elcott.
It's all right. It's Ed Elcott.
Oh, I know you. You're Gloria Grover. I've heard you in many programs.
Thank you very much. Ed, it's...
Oh, we lost connection there, and...
No, we didn't.
We lost connection there, and this is Dr. Ed Elcott. I'll probably be returning now to the Redeemery in Big Sur, California. Most likely, I'll get leveled because I disrespected Gloria, and I didn't agree with her about the...
Dr.
It's perfectly fine. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm glad that we were able to help Coach Dozier, and... Well, I think I'm being leveled remotely.
What is that?
It's that whore Grover.
Oh, Dr. Elcott. All right. Well, we'll...
World-famous Bill Bendry Bone.
The world-famous Bill... I got leveled remotely.
The Whore Grover. The Whore Grover.
Man, it's Gloria Grover.
God, not that. She's piping in from the Overlord Lounge. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Thanks for nothing.
That's very angry, Dr. Elcott.
Getting leveled again?
I'm getting...
Skateboard Kids.